Good morning, Hemo. Good morning, Central Queensland.
Now, you're up in Cairns for the LGAQ annual conference.
Yes, we are. That's right. All 77 councils from Queensland are here, and today is the start of the motions debate, so where all the councils put their motions on the floor, and then the councils across the state argue for and against whether they agree with them or not. And then if they're passed at conference floor, they become binding, and the LGAQ then will lobby either the state or the feds for whatever the outcome was.
Now, this is where the Central Queensland councils and the North Queensland councils gang up on the South East councils,
exactly.
Isn't it?
That's right. And Brisbane are well aware. Sometimes we just vote against Brisbane just for the sake of it. No, it's all right. No, actually, I've read all the motions, and there's only about four that we're going to vote against in Gladstone, and the rest are pretty good ones. There's just a few that we're not very in favour of.
So okay. What's a couple of the motions that might be coming up?
Oh, mostly it's around housing, supporting, you know, there's a massive housing crisis, as everyone is well aware of. Obviously, more funding for roads and water and sewage infrastructure, which is handy because we've got Butcher, who's the water minister. So a lot of the motions are around more funding for local government, so that if we can get more funding from the state and the feds, it's less that we have to charge ratepayers in their rates. Because really, you know, we can get some of that back. You pay it in your tax every week. If we can reduce the rate bill that goes out every year, this is a very good way of doing it. And why shouldn't the feds collect over 80% of the tax for the country? That a little bit of it back to us would be pretty handy.
Yeah, all right. Well, mate, we'll get more on that next week when you're back. Hey, this weekend... Oh, no, that's right, I remember. You're not a very good basketball player.
Yes, that's right. It's a 3x3 basketball competition at Kev Broome Stadium. And no, I'm not competing, but I might be there to watch. So if you haven't got a team in yet, it's still not too late, I don't think. I think get on to the team at Gladstone Basketball and register your team.
Yeah, and look, there's Open Social Elite, there's Kids On. Oh, you might be good for that. You'd be about the right height. You'd be the right height for Kids On Sunday.
Yeah, pretty much.
But Friday there's a free come and try 3x3 sessions between 4 and 8. Might get people interested. And it's happening at Kev Broome Stadium, eh?
It is. And, of course, it's Seniors Month. And we already had the Mayor's Seniors Morning Tea. It was yesterday at the Morning Melodies. Unfortunately, I had to video the welcome in from Cairns. But there's still a lot of activity. So if any of our local seniors are listening and you haven't got involved in Seniors Month yet, jump onto Council's website or call the team at the Entertainment Centre. There's still a few things left that you can get out and enjoy for Seniors Month.
Yep, that's true. gladstone.qld.gov.au too. It's where the website is. You can find out more. Okay, Matty, I know you're busy. I know you've got to get up and make a speech in around about 5 minutes from now up at the conference. I better let you go.
Thanks, mate. Talk soon.
There's Mayor Matt Burnett on 4CC. Songs you can sing along to, like this one. From Mike Oldfield and Maggie Riley, Moonlight Shadow.